Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Okay, hello and welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss the issues that are important to MAPS in general and boy lovers in particular. I'm your host, Zoom4, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And today I'm going to ask each panelist what their age of attraction is, their AOA, as we say, and find out how does that age of attraction factor into their feelings of romantic love and sexual attractiveness when dealing with boys. For example, take a boy that is a knockout and right there in the sweet spot of your AOA and rewind it so that he's much younger than your AOA, but it's the same boy. Or fast forward it so that he's a good deal older. How do you think of him then in each of those cases? How does that affect your dealings with him, your interest in him? And we'll be asking on top of that the philosophical question of whether boy love, focused as it is on the particular age of the boy, could be discounted as genuine love due to its temporary nature. So let me start by reading a short excerpt from a novel called Touched about a man named Jerry, who's in love with a 12-year-old boy named Robbie. And here's what one of the other characters, who is aware of the relationship, thinks at one point in the book. So I'm reading from the book, and they're saying, is he in love with Robbie, or is he in love with who he thinks Robbie is, a little man? But Jerry doesn't want a man. He has no interest in men, just boys, boys of a certain age. And that's the absurdity of it. Even if he could succeed in loving a boy of a certain age, even if it did no harm to the boy or his family or anyone, the fact is it's a love that is doomed from the start, because the boy is not going to stay that age. So that's an excerpt from the novel Touched, with a character who knows the man and the boy sharing his thoughts about their relationship. Now let me share with you something that a reader of the book said in their review on Goodreads. This reader said, how could you love someone only at a certain age? What happens when they get older? And how do you love someone who isn't fully developed, who is so pliable that you can mold them with the slightest contact? There is a huge responsibility with that power. That was someone on Goodreads asking the philosophical question. So I want to thank the participants here today, Boys XO, Dragon Lover, Nicholas, Gary, and we're welcoming for the first time today, Boy Forever and Lennon 72. Welcome to you guys. So let me start with Boy Forever. What would you say to that question? How could you love only someone at a certain age? What happens when they get older? Do you still love them? I mean, but it changes, right?
Yep.
How would you describe that?
The attraction changes, but the love's still there. You still love them no matter what. You're just not attracted anymore.
But the attractiveness I guess the lust factor's gone. The attractiveness.
I kind of disagree on that.
Why do you want to be with them?
The attractiveness is what starts it. Don't get me wrong. But when you fall in love with somebody, they can be unattractive, and you still not. It still don't change the fact that you love them. It's just a different kind of love after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I guess what we would say is that like the attractiveness gets us started with our initial interest, but once. Yeah. Once we signed up for the deal, then we're with them for the long run. Is that it?
Is the sexual aspect, you know, the lust factor, that goes away after about 13 or so. And after that, you still love them, but it's a different kind of love. It's not the same thing.
But if you've got a different boy and that's your new love, then it's like we're repeating we're repeating that over and like the same story we're repeating. Like once it ends, we
Right.
start again with from the beginning of the from chapter one with a new boy.
With somebody else, right? With someone else, yes.
But is that necessarily wrong? I mean, it's like when people say that's not true love because of the way it's not like you're not committed to him for life if you've got a new fling, so to speak, and you got your
Just
girlfriend who were
because
your
you
young
found
friend,
somebody else,
right? But they
just
think
because
like.
you found somebody else don't mean you don't love the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Right. Okay. So you're not throwing away the
No,
boy
hell,
after
don't
he
ever
gets
do that.
returned. That's a
Yeah, you don't do
criticism of
that.
them.
That would
Does
be
anyone here
selfish. That would be.
see it that way? That's what boy lovers do? Like, even if we wouldn't want to admit it, like that there's kind of that element there? Because I know a couple that do feel that way. Not anyone here that I know of. I'm thinking of a couple of particular people. They're not here right now, but they struggle with that issue. They say, "Is this real love? Because we're
Well,
not staying
see,
with the same boy for life."
what their point is on that is most people, when the sexual aspect goes away, since that's all they give a shit about, then they'll throw them away because they're not interested at all anymore. Whereas if you actually love somebody to begin with, you're not just going to stop loving them because you're not attracted anymore.
Yeah, it's a
It
different
may
kind of
be a
love, though.
different kind of love.
It's not romantic
Yeah,
anymore.
it is different.
You're not wanting to
Right. But the
romance
whole
him anymore.
relationship, right. But you don't just throw away the whole relationship. That would be completely self-centered, selfish, wrong.
Here's what one friend of mine, I'm not gonna mention his name, but here's what he said about that. He said, he said, think about this. You marry a boy, 20 years later he is 30. So you marry him when he's 10. 20 years later, he's 30. Are you still married? He said, that's not unique to boy lovers. Adults have the same issue. You marry a 22-year-old hot woman. 30 years later, she's a wrinkled prune in her 50s. Are you still married? Well, yeah, you
No.
are. But you're looking at the younger women, right? So you, even like heterosexual people are like this. The guy's married. His wife is the same age. He's in his 60s. He's looking at the 18-year-old girls.
The way I
Like,
see it is if you're with somebody when they're 10 and you're not attracted to them and you just throw them away, did you use that person for those years just to throw them away afterwards? You see what I mean?
well, what if it's not throwing him away? You're still his friend, but he just doesn't get top priority. Like with Michael Jackson's boys,
Right.
they
Yeah,
those two
now that's
dancers,
pretty much.
Wade Robson or whatever, and they were
Yeah.
jealous when Macaulay Culkin started coming around, and they
Yep.
started getting less attention, and Macaulay was the new boy. They felt thrown away,
Right.
even though Michael would still talk to them and stuff. They were still friends. The fact that they were not, on his lap anymore. And there was a new boy
Right.
in his lap. They felt like they didn't have that first. They weren't the first his first interest anymore.
Right.
Is there something inherently wrong with this? What does anyone else here think that there is, like, or can see why society might think that there is a flaw in that model of love?
XO
What do you
was
think,
trying to say
XO?
something a minute ago. He was fixing to
XO?
say something.
XO?
Yes, I was. The ban of boy love is indeed that it's transitory. It's transitory by nature, and there's no way you can get out of that. Your AOA is your AOA. But if all you have is physical intimacy, then you have nothing more than a few moments of gratification. The love goes beyond lust, totally different thing, or even a higher dimension of that. I think that if there's going to be any marriage of any type, it would surely be a contract term of marriage in which it's for a specified amount of time. And boys should know from the beginning that that's going to happen.
Do you think that the boy lover should have a talk with the boy, like early on,
Absolutely.
when
I
laying
believe
out the
in
cards on the table?
total informed consent. He needs to know that someday it's going to be over. Not 2 weeks before he's 14, but maybe within the first few weeks or month that you know him, he needs to know what's going to happen.
Well, I remember the way you put it one time is roughly when he started getting hair on his nuts. I thought that was funny, just the way you said that. But generally, that's it when puberty comes about.
Yeah, well, usually by the time they're 14 or so, they're ready to move on. And yeah. A lot of boys that are YFs are not gay, and they're not going to turn out to be gay. And right around 14 or 15 or so is when they start taking an interest in girls.
Well, seriously,
there's a time, usually between the ages of 9 to 14, that a boy really needs a man, and that kind of relationship is welcome. But then after that, it is not necessarily so. There are some relationships that will last for years. My oldest YF is going to be 55 next month, and wow. I still know him. We are not physically attracted for many, many years, but yeah. I do still love him.
Right.
He put it into words perfectly. I couldn't do that. He put it into words exactly how I should have. Yeah.
And I like what you said there, that there's a time when a boy in his life when he needs a man. And his father, yes, but a man outside the family, an adult friend, you know, that's a whole other type of relationship there. So
yes, an adult friend is entirely different from a father.
And maybe that's why nature kind of like made us have the age of attraction that we have, that it is when boys most need us is when they're most appealing to us, like in a physical way.
Those are truly the formative years. This is when they need to be starting to be prepared to become adults.
Okay.
And so one of our main jobs is to make sure that they're ready for that.
Let me ask Lennon, Lennon 72. What is your age of attraction, would you say?
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. That's not as easy for me to answer as it seems to be for with a lot of other BLs. You see, I came out of the closet as a homosexual back during the 1990s. And it took me a really long time before I realized, you know what? Most of the guys, the good majority of the dudes that I'm into are younger than me, and not all of them are adults.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So what was that?
They were teenagers?
Some of them, and some even younger. So you asked my age of abstraction now, and mind you, I'm making an estimate here. I would probably have to tell you it could be as young as 8 or as old as someone in their 20s, maybe even their 30s. So my age expansion is quite big, which I'd say makes me not only homo, but
gay as well as BL.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's pretty broad for me, and
so you definitely don't like give the boy less attention once it's older. You're still with him because you're still sexually attracted to him all the way up into his early adulthood.
Maybe. I can't say I've experienced enough of that to really know, but I can tell you this much. I certainly wouldn't be one to just toss them aside after they reach a certain age. Because it's kind of like, who just said that here? To me, it's terrible. It's just... That's horrible. I wouldn't want that done to me. Why would I do it to someone else?
Yeah, it's interesting because like what Exo said is that having a talk with the boy early on, that the relationship is going to come to a point where it's going to change. And it's like it's going to come where he's older and he wants to move on as well in a way, which he may not understand when he's 8 or 9, you know. Like the way he would when he's 14 or 15. But let me go to Dragon Lover here, because I know you're an LBL. Even your original username on the boards was Little Boy Lover before it became Dragon Lover.
Yes.
I guess you have a low AOA generally?
My AOA is 3 to about 13.
Okay, so that goes up to 13. Yeah, that's because a lot of people who consider themselves LBL even say that, you know, 11 or 12 is too old for them. You know, once they're not wearing the cartoon undies or even the diapers anymore, they're not interested.
No, they're not.
And so that perspective would be interesting to have here, because that is a very limited a time frame of attraction. you know, they have no interest in a boy once he becomes even remotely adult-like, you know.
Okay, right.
Or teenagerish. So then what is it about the very young ones that... That's really appealing.
Young ones to me are, they're curious. They like to explore. They like physical attraction and physical affection, and they're more than willing to give it back to you.
Yeah, that's true. You see that in a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Little boys, the way they act, you know, with their parents. And,
that's right.
Very physical.
Yes. Yes, and any, I'm not going to say that I was involved with any family members, I wasn't, but, you know, the younger family members that I had, I mean, they were fun. They were fun to be around. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, at any family get-together, they all automatically came to me, all of them. And my parents and the adults really appreciated that because they could talk and not have to shout.
Yeah, above the kids running around.
Right.
Running around between them.
I was the built-in babysitter.
Yeah, and they all flocked to you because I think that they pick up on that. They know. So I want to talk to Gary here now, and I want to ask you what your AOA is because I know you have an adult partner, I believe, or you have.
Yeah.
So yours, anyway, is probably not so simple, I would guess.
Yeah, no. I'm a lot different from everyone here. The thing is, I don't really have an AOA, but when it comes to adults, like, I would say maybe, like 15 or 16 plus, they either have to also be a MAP, or I had to have been, like, in love with them when they were in, like, I guess my sweet spot, you would say.
Which is what?
Probably like 8 to like 14.
Okay.
But
yeah,
for me, once I'm like in love with like a boy, it never goes away. And usually the physical attraction doesn't either. At least like I'm younger than I think everyone here. So all of like my like YFs are like twinks now. So it's like, maybe it'll go away eventually, but right now it hasn't gone away at all.
Have your YFs been like gay boys?
Both are
part, generally,
both are straight now, unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, one is probably in denial and gay, because the physical aspect of our relationship lasted like into adulthood and was like up until last year. And then he gets a girlfriend and quits talking to me. And then he comes back after they break up. So it's one of those situations, but yeah,
But yeah. For you to have an adult partner, if he's a MAP or they're a MAP,
yeah,
that's a necessity.
Yeah, like I really don't experience attraction to people that like adults that like aren't also MAPs.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is, but
yeah, I've seen that with different people, different BLs or MAPs. You know, if they are going to be with an adult, it's got to be. They've got to be a MAP too. The partner has to be.
I'd love to see MAP dating.
Yeah, that could be a thing. All right. So, in that case, let me ask you guys: is there anything else any of you would like to add to this discussion or make a point about the age of attraction and how it affects the boy and the man he becomes in our relationship with him?
One thing I would like to say is that every boy is not a candidate for a man-boy relationship. And we can't just go out and find the first kid that we see on the corner and take him home and, you know, whatever. You have to be sure. You have to be sure that the kid is of the right mind and of the right situation and everything else. Otherwise, you're not really going to help him. And that's the thing, is that we can expect that we get some gratification and satisfaction out of the relationship. But basically, the whole thing is about them.
It's about them. It's about their formation.
Yes,
and guiding them, like leading them into their adulthood.
Exactly.
I think this too, and it's probably like if you're meeting a youngster and, hey, I kind of like this dude, I think it's best, you know, just kind of let him warm up to you and, you know, yeah, go from there. You can't force these things.
No, you
know?
Can't force. You can't come on too strong. And I've been guilty of that too. And looking back, I'm kind of like, yeah, cringe thinking about it, like how I contacted him too much and came on too strong and scared him off in a way. I'll go into more detail about that at some other time. But yeah, I've been guilty of that. And if I had just given him more space and given him more, you know, more space, it would have come out much better. But I was overzealous, you know, gung-ho. You know, like he gave me a little bit of interest and then that was all it took. But today's topic, yes, is about the question of, because we get criticism for this, the question of whether we are just dumping a boy once he reaches the end of our AOA or whether our interest in him is genuine. And does it have to be, do we have to be sexually attracted to him forever or well into adulthood for it to be genuine? Or can it be genuine the way it is, which is the attraction being for a limited time and the friendship goes forever?
Can I say something?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Something came to my head, you know. It's interesting. I'm sure we have so many discussions here that could just go on for a long time. You know, I had a really interesting experience. There were these two kids who used to show up with this one lady that my mother knew. And whenever I thought she and this lady were like old friends from high school or something, but they'd show up now and then and she'd show up with her three kids. Okay. Three boys. And
they were young. Like
oh yeah. They were young. They were all grade school or earlier at that point in time. Uh-huh. And anyhow, I absolutely loved it when they were around, you know, I just absolutely did.
Did they like you too? Or did they take to you?
Oh, yeah, especially the oldest. Oh, yeah, definitely. We used to go down the basement and we would just act silly and have so much fun. Now, I'm going to skip through a couple of more years. You know, it wasn't often when they were around. I discovered quite a number of years earlier that there's actually some genealogical connection with them boys and that the lady who showed up was not my mom's friend, but her cousin. So we were more or less blood family and I didn't know it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. And I can't sit here and say the attraction was at all sexual, even romantic, but it was great. It was wonderful.
Yeah, there's its own unique thing. It's hard to describe to non-BL.
And we did talk later on the phone. He's now an adult. It was very different, but it still went well, you know. And honestly, I hope we have more conversations in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for that. That helps. I mean, because this is your first show that you've been on, and so welcome and welcome, boy, forever too. And I want to thank the rest of you guys. Our boys XO, Dragon Lover, Nicholas, and Gary. And I guess we'll wrap up this episode. And everyone, remember, you can catch the latest episode of BL Talk on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on the Slide Zone with XO. And you can catch all the archived episodes of the past on demand in the BL library in the audio section. And also, if you have any ideas, you can email us at bl-talk@proton.me. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And thank you all for participating, guys. We'll see you next week.
Everybody all else. Right. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Fine. We good. Take her easy.
The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.